lift your eyes, the hope of heaven's drawing near. Lift your eyes, lift your eyes, you're blessed if you are torn apart, you're blessed if you are broken heart, this hope is waiting at the door, salvation is near.
Well, good morning and welcome to Calvary Chapel. It's good to have you with us this morning. We also want to welcome back Pastor Ed and Kathy, who just got back from Israel, and also our high schoolers who went on a mission to Okinawa. They did the mission and then they went to Israel. So they're back, and so we might want to give them a big welcome as well. Why don't we, yeah. And then we'll be leaving in 5 months from now to Israel again. Hey, why don't you open your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 16. We want to continue in reading through the book of Proverbs. And remember, Proverbs is a book of wisdom, and it seems like each one of the Proverbs is a nugget of wisdom. Some of them are kind of grouped together, others stand alone, but it really gives us wisdom in how we walk and how we live and how God gives us a blessed life. So we'll go about halfway through Proverbs 16. It's 33 verses, so we'll go to about verse 16. The plans of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of the man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the motives. Commit your works to the Lord, and your plans will be established. The Lord has made everything for its own purpose, even the wicked for the day of evil. Everyone who is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Assuredly, he will not be unpunished. By loving kindness and truth, iniquity is atoned for, and by the fear of the Lord, one keeps away from evil. When a man's ways are pleasing to the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Better is a little with righteousness than great income with injustice. The mind of man plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. A divine decision is in the lips of the king. His mouth should not err in judgment. A just balance and scales belong to the Lord. All the weights of the bag are his concern. It is an abomination for kings to commit wickedness, for a throne is established on righteousness. Righteous lips are the delight of kings, and he who speaks right is loved. The wrath of the king is as messengers of death, but a wise man will appease it. In the light of the king's face is life, and his favor is like a cloud with a spring rain. How much better it is to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding is to be chosen above silver. Father, we do thank you for just your wisdom and your guidance in our life. Lord, as you weigh the motives of our life, we sometimes don't even know the motives of things that we pray for and things that we do. But Lord, we do want you to establish the plans that we have. Lord, sometimes your plans are so much, well, all the time, your plans are so much better than ours. Lord, and so I do pray that we might have an awe for you, a reverence for you. It's called the fear of the Lord, and that we might be wise in what we do and what we say, and that fear of the Lord would keep us from evil. So, Lord, we thank you for the wisdom. We thank you for the understanding that guards our way. And, Lord, we know that's much better than us gaining all the gold or silver that we possibly could. But, Lord, let us be pleasing to you in your sight. And, God, we commit this time to you. Bless the time of worship and the word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can stand or be seated as we worship the Lord together.
You love never fails.
death and life.
Treasure, that you are a hope in this world. May you shine your light through each one of us, Lord. Christ, you are enough for us.
I have decided
everything I need is in you. Yes, God. Everything I need. Amen. Would you stand to your feet as we sing this next one together? Thank you. Spirit's power. It's His amazing grace. Bless you. Aloha. Shine the light of Jesus. I'll be leading worship this Sunday and this Sunday night. Hope to see you there. And Pastor Bud will be teaching. God bless you. See you tonight.